Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
It's 10 p.m.
Is it 10 p.m.?
It's Sunday night.
In the evening.
Sunday night.
Eastern Standard Time, I think.
Yep, that can mean only one thing. That means it's time for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit.
It also means it's 10 p.m.
It does mean it's 10 p.m. Starring yours truly, Mal. And also...
Dr. Morbius.
From parts unknown, from what I understand.
Yeah, kind of.
Welcome one and all.
People know the parts, but...
This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, brought to you by... Music.
Brought to you by us.
Brought to you by us and other. This is the show dedicated to giving you the best in wacky, crazy, far out, cool, exciting, cutting edge, unheard of, sometimes. Indie music.
We hope that you'll hear more from them and buy their music.
That's the goal of the music industry, isn't
it? Yes, the music industry. God, what happened to the music industry?
It's
really weird, man. It's really weird. I mean, I have a friend who's a distributor, and he's like, we were talking the other day, and he goes, man, we got to figure out ways to get people to buy media, you know, to go in the stores and buy media.
Oh, like, wait, like, so you have a friend that does, like, he sells...
He works for a company who's a record distributor.
Wow.
And they're like, you know, I mean, they're still in business, but they're always trying to figure out a way to get people to go to the stores to buy media because everybody's buying digital now. You know what I mean? It's really putting and I said, well, to me, it seems like the only way you're going to get them into the stores is by making the stuff collectible. And he goes, yeah, that's what they're doing. You know,
that's the worst thing.
That's the gimmick. I even said stuff like, why not make people go to the stores by putting out like better music? They go, well, you just don't get it on digitally online. I go, well, how about like putting autographs in the CDs or some special gimmick to make people have to go out and buy them? And he goes, well, they try to do stuff like that, you know. So
now we'll play some music, but then when we come back, we should kind of discuss that, like, what happens when you're in a world that's going away. How do you transition? Like, how do you, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to play some music, and then when we come back, that's an interesting topic. So, okay, we'll hit that up. Here is some music to listen to for your ear holes.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Thank you. Cha-cha-cha. And this is called a blah blah cha-cha-cha. Having words to fit is true, so you just say blah blah cha-cha.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
The Jackson 5. That you were loving somebody else. I heard it the Gladys Knight and the Pips. Roberta Flack. Quincy Jones. Isaac Hayes. The Temptations. Sammy Davis Jr. Curtis Mayfield. Nancy Wilson. Marvin Gaye. The Staple Singers. Cannonball Adderley. Ramsey Lewis. They're all getting together to save the children. Save the children. It's a motion picture about emotion and pride and soul and music and getting it on. Save the Children from Paramount Pictures, rated G, general audiences, because everybody should save the children.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
All right, we're back. Before the break, I played for you Petty Buca. What songs did I play? Oh my God, so many windows back here. Played Petty Bukaloo, Blah 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 Cha Cha Cha, and Perhaps. Then I played Game Over, Man. Then we played Save the Children.
Save the Children.
Then
we
played Be Cool. Just you, be cool.
I have never heard of that movie.
You're listening to Bunch of Dorks Light.
Bunch of Dorks Light.
You said that over and I was funny. Yes. If you don't know, this is the Indie Circuit, and we have many, 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 many other podcasts that we do week in and week out.
Including Bunch of Dorks.
One of them is Bunch of Dorks. If you go to bunchofdorks.com, you're going to see a whole bunch of different podcasts to choose from. The top one is Slow Robot A Go Go, where we talk about B through Z grade movies. As you might notice, week in and week out, we play a lot of trailers from said movies that we know and love and watch and labor over.
And study.
What's the middle button on the
Two Dimension. Comic book podcast, no direction.
Nice. So you have comic books, and then the bottom one is bunchofdorks.com. It's kind of like this one, the Indie Circuit, except we play a little bit more aggressive music, and we talk...
It's heavier, man.
A little bit heavier. So if you like curse words, might want to go there.
That's the only reason to go there, to hear us cuss like sailors.
I don't think that's
drunken
true.
Drunken sailors, no.
If you are in a band or you have some suggestions for local bands that you would like to see us play, maybe we can get a hold of them, send us an email at zenbone@hotmail.com, and we will... look into it. See if we can get it going.
We want bands. We want any style of music. Could be punk. Could be hardcore. Could be polka. Send it.
Polka. It could sound like an Atari and a Commodore had a baby.
pretty beautiful one.
Honey, you got real ugly.
Hey, all you out there in listener land, Mao here. Want to make a difference in the world? Want to make the world a better place? Well, you can. And it's easy. Go to projectpinball.org. It's a charity organization placing pinball machines where they're needed most, in the life of a little child that's in a hospital. And they need some help. They need us to help them, give them a little bit of funding, give some donations, you know, sign up for some of their raffles. There's a lot of exciting things to do, ways to give back to the community. I'm asking you out there listening right now, go to projectpinball.org or look them up on Facebook. Everything's on Facebook, right? Of course it is. So go there, donate, help spread the love and the joy of a pinball machine to a little kid in a hospital. What could be better? Not much. All right. Thanks, everyone. Go donate today. You'll feel better. Kids will feel better. Everyone's better. It's win, 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 win. Or something like that, right? Right. All right. On the other side of the break, that was our friend 8-Bit Weapon. I played, what did I play? Robot Kindergarten, Closer, Vic, XX, and Drive Grinder. I think that was all four of them.
Yeah, a four-pack.
Four for all.
A four for all.
It's a four for all. So, yeah, you know, before that, we were talking a little bit about, you know, being in the record industry, and I was starting to think about, well, what do you do when you're in a, like, I call them lumbering dinosaurs, but that's not so much
that's
true for the record industry.
No.
I didn't mean that way, but, like, when what you do for a living is going away. You know, my grandfather worked on the railroad. And yes, there are railroads now, but you know.
I mean, it's a tough question, man.
Because
what do
that's
you do?
All you do. Like, you know, if you like, I remember meeting a guy over at a business conference who worked for television, and he said that TV is broadcast
is
cable and TV
is it TV or is it cable that's going
cable
away?
is like becoming not what it was.
Well,
and
cable did it to itself. Because they keep jacking the prices up, and they keep like putting more channels that you don't care about, and then bragging about the fact that they have 8,000 channels, and you only like maybe 15 of them. So they're kind of doing it to themselves by not giving you a menu of that you pick whatever channels you want for X amount of money.
When pricing is difficult right now.
It is.
And the more and more I learn, the more and more I research, because I don't know if this is a phase of my life or if I've always been this way, but now the internet has things more at my fingertips. You know, when you read about the buying power of common people, it's at its lowest point ever.
Sure.
And it's that kind of thing where you're like, look, man, cable should cost me $30 a month.
You got that right.
How are you charging me $106 bare
yes,
bones?
Exactly.
And you're like, and that's the kind of stuff where you start to look at it and you're like, this doesn't make sense.
You know, but we talked about the problems between cable and getting TV off the air. You know, channels.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get a few channels off the air, but they're very volatile. I mean,
they
the other
suck.
Day,
it sucks.
The other day, one of the channels that I was getting off the air in my living room just went away. I can't get it back. It's just like they're mysteriously disappear and they go away, and you're like, this sucks. You know, unless you have a big old antenna outside your house, you're going to need cable, and cable kind of knows it in a way, but they can't fight against Netflix. The problem is, the thing about cable company is, even though Netflix is like a big shot, you still have to get internet to get Netflix, so they're still going to get you with the internet.
Oh, yeah, you're
you
getting,
know what I mean?
They're getting you somewhere, you know.
They're going to get you somewhere, so they've still got control, but they keep raising their prices
but
every year.
It's hard, you know.
Yeah, it is difficult. Right. It's difficult in a lot of ways, because it's difficult because you can't afford it, but you can't be around without it, you know.
It's,
and as far as
you can, but it's difficult, you know.
And as far as the internet goes, of stuff like Amazon or whatever, I was thinking about this the other day. It was like I'm going through my stuff, and I'm going like, oh wow, this movie. I remember buying this at this place or that place, at this store or that store. Remember the days of Best Buy or.
Uh-huh.
And nowadays, that's gone with the internet.
Cause it's all
like,
gone.
Oh yeah, I got this on Amazon. End of story. You know, there was no like, oh yeah, that was cool. You know, it was back in the day or whatever. Now again. It could happen in a few years that Amazon might be gone. And yeah, I used to remember Amazon. I used to get this on Amazon. Now I get it on.
It's very
Squeeze
now,
It.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be constantly moving.
Well, everything is always like that. Yeah. Well, let's go to a music break. And then when we come back, I'll talk about my recent purchases and exactly what you just said. Very, very poignant.
Or prescient.
Yes, those two things.
And poignant.
Here's some music.
Stay back, I got a chainsaw.
Uh-oh.
Try to be what you want in a million places. One push and he'll spring right back while pulling new faces. Elastic man with elastic plans and lesson learned. Soul returned, unopened. Stretchy mouth for the stretchy truth. Spine.
Sleeping, my mistake.
One thing I can't get from you. North wind blowing, your slip is showing, the dewdrops kissed away your icy gown. Sour-faced sun, your
about it, you know, you're just gonna have to figure it out, you know, like we did with the crops.
But how are we gonna figure out about the garbage ambulances and the comedy?
And what about the nuclear reactor in Florida? It's broken, leaking, or something's happening.
I thought it was in Georgia.
Georgia's in Florida, dumbass.
Hey, look, those two cops are climbing down the side of that five-story building and getting a drop on that whole gang of crooks. They're making a million-dollar drug bust in broad daylight.
That's amazing.
Did you see that? The same two cops just dove headfirst off the back of a speeding bus. They're sneaking up on six of the mob's most dangerous hitmen and taking away their guns.
That's incredible.
Wow, now they're hiding in garbage cans, leaping from rooftops, smashing through windows, and crashing through walls.
That's impossible. Who do they think they are? Batman and Robin?
That's right. The real-life cops they call Batman and Robin. The super cops. Their tactics are outrageous. Their record is unbelievable. Their story is amazing, incredible, impossible, and true. The super cops. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Excuse me. I have to go. Somewhere there is a crime happening.
All right, and that was, of course, Cycle from our good friend Steve Robinson, whom I work with. That's cool.
And Ed Wotell.
And Ed Wotell. I played Elastic Man and Winter Sleeping. Those are two of your favorites. You requested those.
I requested those. That was a request, not by a listener, but by a participant
in the show. So go out to what? Sunshine Drenchy Records.
SunshineDrenchy.com
website
and get them there.
Yeah.
And tell them we said to...
Yes, or those things and others.
Yeah, so getting back to the conversation du jour.
Oh, wow, yes.
You were talking about, like, buying stuff, and you don't go to stores anymore to buy...
Why? Sometimes you have to.
Clothes you have to, don't you?
Even that, sometimes not. I mean, I would because, you know, clothes are always, like... You know, they're so random. They don't...
Yeah.
But, like, you know, recently I made purchases. This week I made a couple purchases from... one was for music stuff. And I went to a, you know, musician's friend, and you go online. It's the same thing as like a, it's a big warehouse superstore thing. And I bought the stuff. It was cheap, free shipping. Who cares? And after they said, would you do a, do this survey and we can, you might win a gift certificate. And you're like, okay, whatever. So then I filled it out. And then at the end it said, well, what are your comments? And then why would you, why did you go shopping here? And it, and I said, well, what am I going to do? Drive to numerous stores where they can sit there looking at me blankly and tell me they don't have what I'm looking for, or they'd have to order it. What's the point? You know, the internet has made it where you just go there and clickety click click.
And it also appeals to people's whatever. If you want to call it laziness, well, yeah, you can call it laziness or whatever, you know. But then again, you're right. If you go to stores and they don't have it,
they don't,
you're constantly
have it,
being like, oh, God.
Berated, if or you're trying to describe,
I think it's
something,
good for something that's very specific. If you're just going to a store and go, yeah, I need a pair of pants or whatever, you go to the store and look and see. Maybe they'll have something that you weren't expecting. But right, if you specifically need a ball joint for your car or a graphic novel and your store doesn't have it, yeah, of course you get it.
And you save on gas, you save on wear and tear on your car, frustration, it's 10 million degrees outside.
It's you have to wait a few days, you know, but that's the breaks. And then you got to make sure that, you know, somebody sends you the right thing. That's another problem. Damaged goods, that's another problem, but it all takes care of itself after.
They do. The customer service is set up that they always take care of you. This is another, here's something that's kind of curious. I was shopping around for a new pocket knife. I always carry a pocket knife with me, or most times I carry a pocket knife with me, but I want to make sure it's legal. It's not nothing egregious, you know. And the one I have is a little bit, I think it's a little bit too big, a little bit too heavy. So I was out shopping and I went to the one spot where I always kind of go to. They kind of sell higher end stuff. It's a knife and sword online distributor. And I was looking around, the one I was interested in, they didn't have it. It was currently out of stock. And I was like, okay, well, whatever. So I went and clicked on the internet. And it said, and then there was articles, top 10 folding pocket knives. So I clicked on that, read it, clicked, found one that looked very appealing, had a nice styling, it was very light. Clicked on that, found it on Amazon. It had a color, it had three different versions of it, color choices, blade choices, everything, clickety click click, on its way. You know, that's kind of what we've morphed into, what we expect with our purchases now.
Some
if
people.
If I go to an Army Navy store, I'm going to look at their...
You can pick what they have too.
You can, but it wouldn't... Look at how much information and filtering I did. And I found like what I consider like not the perfect one, but a perfect candidate. And it was all visual. First it was fact-finding, then it was visual, then it was pricing, then it was, here it is.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Have you ever bought anything online and it looks really great, and then when you get it, you go, oh.
That can happen.
That is the rub right there. Yeah,
but, I mean, with this stuff, I know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
So I know specs. I looked at the specs. I looked at everything.
All right.
And I even then, but oh, before I made my purchase, I went and saw some user reviews on YouTube. So this guy's showing this different things, and I was like, perfect. Is exactly what I'm looking for. Yeah,
yeah, I'm kind of old school in that sense. But not in everything, because obviously some things, like a record or something like that.
Well, you'd like to be able to pick
something
up. But
you'd like to be able to take, you want to look at it and see if it's to your satisfaction and perfect. I don't care how much of a picture they give you, because sometimes a picture is misleading and sometimes a description is misleading. But yeah, for simplicity's sake, yeah, it is. But when you get burned a few times, then you start really...
Be careful.
Unless it's impossible to find. To me, it's like the Amazon is a good vehicle, not for like common things or simple things, but stuff that's hard to find.
Oh, well, the world
books
we live in.
Books or records or whatever, you
the
know?
Movie world we live in with these B-movies and this craziness,
yeah.
It's very difficult, you know.
It's very difficult to find all these strange movies unless you get them on Amazon, but stuff like that, yeah. But, I mean, you can always go to a gun store or whatever, you know. Then again, I don't know about that because I don't buy knives or whatever, so you may have a point on that. But I think it's good to physically see the things. Not only that,
it
but it keeps the economy working, because we don't all want to buy from Amazon.
I know.
And then every other freaking store is out of business except for supermarkets figure out to send how drones can come to your house and drop.
Talk about like the we start off the show talking about like things that are kind of
obsolete,
might be going away.
Yeah.
Is a storefront obsolete? I don't know.
I don't think so, but
I hope not.
Where are you going to work? A lot of people, where are they going to work?
Amazon? Yeah. And that's the thing. I say I hope not, but I just told you for 20 minutes why I would never go to a store, because I don't have to anymore. You know?
Yeah, well.
Let's go to some music and then we'll come right back.
We'll see what happens.
It's going to be I think there's going to be a short music break. Okay, we'll be right back.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I can make hats,
or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
We'll be right back. story?
Sure can. What do you want to hear?
Something spooky!
Well, who's that cat with the crooked smile? A long-time bird in a spooky style. A silver cane and an old top hat. A spooky cowl, and he does like that. When you say his name and you shake with fright, I tell you, man, he's out of sight. He's real gone, he's real mean. A creepy graveyard is his scene. With the two black cats and a cool eye, I tell you, man, he's a real gone guy. He won't stop if you call it quits. On the floor, you're lying bits. Let me tell you about the Spookmaster. He's one real scary guy. And if you believe it, he's here to show you why. Show Spookmaster!
That was Ghastly Ones with Action Squad, Deadbeat, and Spookmaster. Thank you very much for tuning into the show this week and listening to our random musings about this and that.
Yeah.
I don't know what we saw.
More of that than this.
We solved world hunger? No, we didn't. All right, that's it for this week. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And thank you all for tuning in. We will be here next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.